Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Mary and today is Tuesday, December 14th. Right now we are going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we will be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you will also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture for today comes from Jeremiah 40. The scripture preceding Jeremiah 40 is about the fall of Jerusalem. And today, Jeremiah will be freed from chains and not led into exile. Listen as I read for us Jeremiah chapter 40. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, commander of the imperial guard, had released him at Ramah. He had found Jeremiah bound in chains among all the captives from Jerusalem and Judah, who were being carried off into the exile to Babylon. When the commander of the guard found Jeremiah, he said to him, "The Lord your God decreed this disaster for this place. And now the Lord has brought it about. He has done just as he said he would. All this happened because your people sinned against the Lord and did not obey him. But today I am freeing you from the chains on your wrist. Come with me to Babylon, if you like, and I will look after you. But if you do not want to, then don't come. Look, the whole country lies before you. Go wherever you please." However, before Jeremiah turned to go, Nebuzaradan added, "Go back to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has appointed over the towns of Judah, and live with him among the people, or go anywhere else you please." Then the commander gave him provisions and a present and let him go. So Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah and stayed with him among the people who were left behind in the land. When all the army officers and their men who were still in the open country heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, as governor over the land and had put him in charge of the men, women, and children who were the poorest in the land and who had not been carried into exile to Babylon, they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, Johanan, and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, Sariah, son of Tanhumeth, the sons of Ephiah, the Netophalite, and Jazaniah, the son of Maccathite, and their men. Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, took an oath to reassure them and their men. "Do not be afraid to serve the Babylonians," he said. "Settle down in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it will go well with you. I myself will stay at Mizpah to represent you before the Babylonians who come to us. But you are to harvest the wine, summer fruit, and oil, and put them in your strong jars, and live in the towns you have taken over." When all the Jews in Moab, Ammon, Edom, and all the other countries heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant in Judah and had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, as governor over them, they all came back to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah at Mizpah, from all the countries where they had been scattered. And they harvested an abundance of wine and summer fruit. Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers still in the open country came to Gedaliah at Mizpah and said to him, "Don't you know the Baals king of the Amorites has sent Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, to take your life?" But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, did not believe them. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, said privately to Gedaliah in Mizpah, Let me go and kill Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and no one will know it. Why should he take your life and cause all the Jews who are gathered around you to be scattered, and the remnant of Judah to perish? But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, son of Kareah, do not do such a thing. What you're saying about Ishmael is not true. And now let's move to the devotion, which is titled, God Supplies Our Needs. All throughout Scripture, we see God's hand of provision in miraculous ways. He provided a well in the desert for Hagar and Ishmael. He rained down manna from heaven to feed the wandering Israelites. And he even sent ravens and a widow to feed Elijah. In Jeremiah 40, we also see God's supernatural provision for his servant Jeremiah. The time is sometime after 586 BC. Jerusalem had fallen to the Babylonians, and the people are being driven to Babylon in chains. Nebuzaradan, the captain of Nebuchadnezzar's guard, has been given the task of taking the people of Judah off to Babylon. Only the poor and needy are left to work the land, along with those put in leadership by the Babylonians. Jeremiah is put in chains like the others and begins the trek to Babylon, until the Lord does a miraculous thing. He gives the pagan official understanding and his servant favor. The captain essentially says, hey, I understand that God is bringing this disaster on your people. I've heard your prophecies and they're coming true, but I'm releasing you from bondage. Come with me and I'll take good care of you, or stay here if you want, or go live near Gedaliah, whom we have appointed as governor. He'll take care of your needs as well. Oh, and by the way, here is some food and a gift for your journey. The surface reason for this release of Jeremiah is unclear, but we know the deeper explanation. God has power over all and can use the hand of pagan authorities to release his servant. The Christmas connection surfaces as we meditate on God's ability to provide. Jesus could have been born within a secure palace with the help of trained midwives, but God chose instead for his birth to be among the weak and the lowly. After a long journey to a meager town of Bethlehem, Mary arrived depleted and in the pains of labor. She and Joseph were in need of shelter, provision, and protection. And as the beautiful story reminds us, God provided a stable, a manger, and gifts from kings who had traveled great lengths to see the Christ child. God's provision for the birth of Jesus, his son, and for Jeremiah, his servant, teaches us the great truth that God provides. He makes a way when there seems no way. He supplies the needs of his servants as they trust in his abundant love and care. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for providing through miraculous means to teach us about dependence upon you. Guard us from self-sufficiency and pride, and teach us to stand amazed at your daily provision in our lives. We thank you most of all for Jesus, the one who met our deepest need. Praise be to you, Lord. Amen.